Purpose, Obedience, Prayer. Girls, let's study the Word, discover our purpose, remain in obedience, and fervently pray. Christian Girls Pop.
Hey girl, welcome back to another episode of Christian Girls Pop. This week, we are talking about invisible shackles. Last week, we talked about freedom, what it is, why we need it, what it looks like in our lives, and that was just to lay the foundation. This week, it's time to challenge ourselves. It's time to change some things in our lives. It's time to break free. Before we really get into this, let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much for another day, another opportunity to deliver your word. I pray that everything that I say is led by the Holy Spirit, nothing of me, but all of you, oh God. I pray that everyone that is listening to this takes time to listen, take it seriously, apply what needs to be applied, change what needs to be changed, and be the woman that you have called us to be. We'll give you the glory, honor, and praise for all of it, and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So like I said, last week we laid the foundation for freedom. And something that I mentioned last week is that some of us are saved, but we're not free. And what I meant by that is we may be saved, we're delivered, redeemed by the Lord, but there are still things that are weighing us down. There are still some chains that we've gotten ourselves into or have come into our lives that have become a part of our lives. Invisible shackles. None of us are walking around, well, I would think that none of us are walking around in actual shackles, but there are still some things that are enslaving some of us. There are still mindsets, perspectives, addictions, whatever it is that we are still bound to. And that's what we're going to talk about this week. I know I say every week that it's going to be good and we're going to get deep. I really mean it this week. We are going to get deep. So let's talk about shackles. Y'all know I like my definition, so for the word shackle, there is a noun definition and a verb definition. So for the noun definition, it is a pair of fetters connected together by a chain used to fasten a prisoner's wrist or ankles together. The verb definition is to restrain or to limit. So with both of these definitions, you see the physical shackle and you see the verb version of shackle, which both show that there is a hindrance, there is something stopping, there is something being weighed down. So a lot of the examples and analogies that I will use in this podcast will be based off of slavery, simply because that is what shackles are connotated to. They are associated with a slavery connotation, and might as well talk about it. This is essentially what some of us are in, is slavery to sin. So I hope that no one's offended by it. We all know that slavery was a part of history, still is now. And I feel that we can talk about it, acknowledge it, and use slavery as an example so that we can visualize what is happening in our lives. So we all know that slavery was entrapment. The slaves weren't free. There were people who physically bought humans and sold them and exchanged them as items instead of humans. They weren't free. They were bound by their masters. They had to do certain things. They had to go certain places. And even when they were transported to auctions or other sites, they were transported in chains and shackles so that they would not escape to the freedom that was out there. I'm going to say that again. They were transported in chains and shackles so that they wouldn't escape to the freedom that they knew was out there. And just like they had to be moved in shackles so that they wouldn't escape to freedom, maybe that is some of you listening in. You know that there's freedom out there somewhere. You've seen others become free. You've seen others from the quote-unquote same plantation or the same sin or the same addiction that you have, and you've seen them find freedom. You've seen them find their freedom in Jesus Christ, yet you're still moving around in shackles. Invisible shackles. Invisible. We can't see them. Either we don't want to, or we haven't really realized that we are in shackles. Maybe we've had them for so many years that we've just grown accustomed to it. Maybe we're just so used to them. We're used to shuffling around in the shackles. We're so used to it that we can't even see how bad they're really affecting us. This is why we have to address stuff like this. This is why we have to talk about these things, because there's so many people, and this may be you, this may be what you're dealing with. You've dealt with it so long that it's just become a part of your life. You've given up on freedom. You've given up on even trying to escape to freedom anymore. Maybe these chains are in our mind. We can't see them. And because we can't see them, we don't see how they've hindered growth in every area of our life. Invisible. So what are these shackles doing to you? They're hindering you. Have you ever seen a prisoner walk? If a prisoner is being transported somewhere, they always have them in chains and then their legs are shackled together. They always have them in handcuffs and their legs are shackled together as they are transported. So the risk of them escaping is a lot lower because they can't really move fast. And essentially, they're shuffling with the chains because of the hindrance that is on their legs. Their legs can't move freely as someone who is not in prison. That's what you look like right now. You're shuffling in your relationship with Jesus. You could be running to him. You could be living your best life, but you can't because of these shackles. You're still walking. Prisoners can still walk. So you're still walking with God. You still have that relationship with God, but something is holding you back and you can't walk like you would if you were free. You can't walk like you would if you didn't have these shackles on. Some of us have gotten to the point where we say, well, at least I'm still walking. You've settled for shuffling with shackles. That's a word. That's a word for somebody. You have settled for shuffling with shackles. Don't you want to run freely? Don't you want to enjoy all that God has for you? He wants you to be in freedom. He wants you. He died for your freedom. He died so that you would not have to live under these shackles, under these chains, under this addiction, whatever it is. He wants you to be free. He does not want you to keep shuffling through life. So let's talk about some examples of shackles, because you may be hearing this and you're saying, this may be me, but I'm not even sure. So some examples of shackles. This is just a small list. This is not every single shackle out there. There are plenty of things that I did not name here, but some of them may ring a bell to you. Addiction, lust, pornography, drugs, sex, alcohol, depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, self-harm, approval of others, insecurity. I'm telling you, that's just a small list. That's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so many different things that can keep us bound. But maybe one of those stuck out to you. I want you to know that shackles are a tactic of the enemy. They have never been used for good. It has always been for entrapment, restraining, or something to weigh you down. So don't you see what the enemy's doing? Those shackles that I just listed, he wants to use those things to control us. He wants our mind to be shackled. He wants us to get to the point that we give up on our freedom. And when we do that, we let Satan rule our lives. But think back on that list. What sticks out to you? Think about how it has affected you over the days, over the months, over the years. Think about maybe how it's even affected others in your life. Aren't you tired of it? Don't you want more for your life? I'm telling you, if we can get freedom in our mind, that's where it really begins. The enemy wants our mind to be shackled. An example to bring the point home, I know that they don't really do circus animals anymore, but back in the day when they used to train animals, they would put a huge chain around the elephant's neck, for example. They would put a big chain around the elephant and restrain it to something. From it being a baby. So from it being a baby onwards, it has this chain. And at first, of course, it tries to fight against the chain. But after a while, it just kind of gives in. And once the trainer realizes that the elephant is not pulling against the chain anymore, they actually put a lighter chain on the elephant. After a while, they put an even smaller, lighter chain. And another smaller, lighter chain. Yet the elephant does not go anywhere. The elephant acts as if it is still restrained as it was when it was a child. The elephant now has it in its mind that it still is entrapped. If the elephant actually tried, by the end of it, they're just using a little rope. If the elephant really tried, they could easily break loose. But now it is ingrained in the elephant's mind that they are not free. Now they're willing to listen to their master. This is what Satan tries to do with us. Whether it's with the drugs or the alcohol or with the sex or the lust or whatever it is, he gets us to the point where we think that we can't be free. All we have to do is resist him and he'll flee. All we have to do is go back to scripture. All we have to do is call on the name of Jesus. But he's gotten us to the point where we think that there is no freedom, that there's nothing we can do, that there's nothing to help us, that we're just going to be bound to this forever. And so we let him be our master. Now we're letting him call the shots. Now we're letting him direct our lives when he has never and never should have had authority over our lives. Do you see what he's doing? Another example that I can use is if you have a piece of paper and you happen to catch an ant or something on the paper, if you draw a box just with a pencil around it, the ant will not go outside of that box. I've tried it and it's actually a true thing. You draw a line and the ant thinks, oh, I can't go there. Oh, I can't go there. And you can box the ant in and it won't go anywhere. And you think, oh, silly ant, all you have to do is cross that line. It's just a piece of paper. It's just a pencil mark. It's not an actual box. But look, that's what some of us look like. We look just like that ant. Somebody drew a little paper line around us, and now we think we are bound for life. Now we think that there's no hope. Now we've gotten to the point where we have given up on freedom. We've given up on God. We've given up on ourselves just because someone else told us that we wouldn't be able to be free. Just because the enemy put lies in our head and told us that we wouldn't be free. Now we believe that to be true. This ends today. This is our day of freedom. So in order for this to really be a day of freedom, in order for you to really break out of this, you first have to acknowledge what the shackles are. Maybe it was one of the things on your list. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was something that you know that no one else does. A couple of mine were addiction, lust, and the approval of others. Let me tell you a little bit about how it affected me. I want you to be reminded that everything that I speak of is something that I have personally experienced, and I'm just using it to encourage you. So for me, with my first shackle of addiction or lust, I chose to not walk in the freedom that God had for me. Right? You hear it in church, oh, you can be free, you can be free. I chose to not choose that lane. After a while, I became numb to conviction. I didn't care anymore. These were my chains. This is how it's going to be. So be it. I gave up on ever being able to overcome. And so then once I gave up, I decided to just give in to every temptation that came my way. I wasn't even choosing to fight it. I was just out here living my ratchet life, y'all. I wasn't even choosing to fight it anymore. The freedom was there for me. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says that there's no temptation given to man that we're not able to overcome, and that God won't provide, and God will provide a way of escape for it every single time. 1 Corinthians 10:13 tells me that, but did I choose to believe it? Did I choose to walk in it? No. Another shackle, approval of others. I chose to not walk in the freedom that God had for me. Genesis 1:27 says that I'm made in the image of God. Ephesians 2:10 says that for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Did I choose to believe those things? No. Instead, I decided to put my hope and my confidence in people. I had to get their approval. Change my hair? Change my looks? Change my outfits? Okay, sure. Change my vocabulary to swear like a sailor? Of course, I'll do it. Work out every day? Change my diet so that I can look like what y'all want me to look like? Of course, I'll do it. Anything to get a compliment from someone. I was parched. I was thirsty for them. I was desperate for a compliment. But that led me to be shackled to the opinions of others. So that means that if all I received was hurtful or negative comments, I took those for word. I took those as Bible. Now you see how Satan was working? Now he was controlling my mind. My mind wasn't on God. My mind wasn't on the freedom that I could have. My mind wasn't on the truth of what God had spoken over me. My mind was on the lies of the enemy. He kept me bound. He kept me in chains. I wasn't choosing freedom. I could have easily gone back to those verses that I knew. I was reading the Bible. I knew those verses. I knew that I was made in the image of God, and so that nothing else mattered. I knew that I was God's workmanship, so that should be what I hold on to more than anything. I knew that Jeremiah 1:5 says that God had a purpose for me, no matter what anybody else had to say. But did I choose to believe that? Did I choose to live that out in my life? No. I came to tell you today that no matter what is shackling you down, there is freedom in the name of Jesus. I know you've tried every medication and nothing is working. There's freedom. I've had the depression that was only cured by Jesus. I know that others say that it runs in your family, so you'll just have to deal with it. But that's also a lie. Jesus can break those chains. Do you believe it? Do you believe that there's power in the name of Jesus? I know it's a cool church saying, and there's worship songs that sing about this, but do you believe it for yourself? If you've never tried Jesus, today is your day. Jesus can break the most unbreakable of chains. You don't have to live like this. There's so much more out there for you. So rebuke those lies from the enemy. Send Satan back to the pits of hell where he belongs and declare freedom over your life. No, this isn't just some churchy saying to get everybody hyped. This is real life. This is something that I and others have experienced time and time again. I've seen God break off my depression. I've experienced God breaking my chains of addiction. I've seen God purify my mind. And this isn't just something for me. He can do that for you too. This doesn't just have to be a podcast that you listen to and nod your head and say, wow, someone else will get free. This isn't just a podcast that you casually listen to as you drive or exercise. I want this one to be different. I want you to take some time and pray with me. Let's do this thing. I want you to be free. My sister, I want this to be the day that you become free forever. No more letting the enemy have control. No more, no more, no more. Today is the day of freedom. I want this one to be different. I want this one to be the one that changes things. Whatever your shackle is, I want you to say it out loud, wherever you are. If you can't say it that loud, whisper it. Confront it. Look it dead in the face. Whatever it is, say it out loud right now. Now let's pray against it, declaring our freedom. Lord Jesus, we come to you right now. I pray that everyone that is listening to the sound of this prayer right now puts away all distractions, puts away anything else that's hindering them, and I want them to just focus in right now. Lord, we're giving you the glory, we're giving you the honor, and we're giving you praise in advance for the freedom that we now have. I rebuke any chains, I rebuke any attacks from the enemy, I rebuke any assignments that Satan has cast out upon these people. I cast it out right now in Jesus' name. I cancel the assignment of the enemy. Lord, we come before you in full humility, full surrender. We are tired of the chains. We are tired of the shackles that have held us down. We are tired of the enemy controlling our minds. We are tired of going back to the same thing over and over again. We are surrendering it once and for all. God, we're asking you to step on the scene. Do what only you can do. Free us where nothing else has worked. Be the freedom that we've been searching everywhere else for. Be the freedom that we have desperately been crying out for. Step on the scene right now in the name of Jesus. We're asking you to come on the scene. Come in our lives. Come in our homes. Come in our families. Come in our marriage. Come in our relationships. And bring the freedom that we are so desperate for. We claim it right now in Jesus' name. We are declaring that we are free. We are declaring that we are free and we do not have to go back to those chains anymore. We declare it in the name of the Most High God. We declare it in the name of the one who died for us. We declare it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are free in Jesus' name. Satan, we rebuke you. You have no control. You won't win this one. We have the victory. My sister, you have the victory. I just want to just take time to just praise God for it. Like, it's happened. It's done. It's done. You're free. I know you've been held down for years, but you're free. You're free, you're free, you're free. Okay, so now what? Right? We're feeling good after this prayer. We're excited. We're feeling victorious. Now what? This is what? No more invisible shackles. No more invisible shackles. It's time for visible freedom. No more invisible shackles. It's time for visible freedom. We are free and we have got to start acting like it. I want you to find some verses of freedom and memorize them. Don't just read them one time and say, oh, that's a good verse. I'm glad that's in the Bible. No, I want you to commit it to memory. Write it down on a flashcard, download a Bible scripture memory app, write it on lipstick on a mirror. I don't care what you do to memorize this verse, but memorize this verse. Memorize these verses. These will be your weapon of warfare when the enemy wants to come around again. So you can find whatever verses you want, but here's two verses just to give you a start. The first one is John 8:36 says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. A second verse is Galatians 5:1. For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Now, I really want you to memorize this verse because we are going to come back to this verse in the following weeks. So it'd be really cool if you memorize it so that you can really be on top of the game for the next couple podcasts. So one, I want you to memorize verses. Two, I want you to do something different. So think about it. If a slave was emancipated, they were free, it would look kind of dumb of them to still stay on the same field even though they're free. Now, some slaves chose to do it just because of how enslaved their mind was and how scary freedom sounded, which we're also going to talk about that in the following weeks too. But it wouldn't look right for them to still stay on the same plantation or the same field or under the same master even though they're free. I don't want that to be us either. I don't want us to be free but still make the same decisions that we did when we weren't free or still act the same. So what will you do different? Once again, these are all things that we're going to be talking about in the next couple weeks, but I want this to begin to start brewing in your mind. You're free. We're declaring it today. What will you do different now? How will you act free? If you got to cut some people off, change your environment, block some numbers, throw away some pills, throw away some pipes, you do what you got to do to show that you are now free. Thirdly, I want you to get some accountability. It's always easier to do things when you're doing it with someone else. In the war, you have a battle buddy. In kindergarten, you have a bathroom buddy. You know, everybody got a buddy for something. So get some accountability. Grab someone who's already on their way to freedom. If you don't have anyone that you know of, reach out to me. You can send any emails to christiangirlspop@gmail.com. Or you can just reach out to someone on either one of our social media pages. We'd be happy to help you. We're in this together. And if you think about it, most slaves back in history did not escape alone. They went in groups. It's easier. You have help. You're less likely to get caught and brought back to the enemy. It was just best to do it with someone. So have someone go with you so that you can really walk this thing out. And lastly, like I said, we're going to start talking more in depth about this next week, but just don't go back to the same shackles. We just read Galatians 5:1 that says, for freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. So don't go back to it. You're free. You're free. Act like it. What will you do? It is time to break off these invisible shackles and live visible freedom. I want your freedom to be so visible that others have to ask you, what changed? People will be curious. People will notice. They're going to want to know how you're so different. And you're going to use your life to let them see what Jesus has done for you. You're free, my sister. Act like it. That's it for this week's episode of Christian Girls Pop. I pray that it changed something within you. If you're now free from something that you were holding on to for so long, I want to hear about it. I want to be encouraged and just seeing what God is doing in your life. So send me an email. Shoot me an email. ChristianGirlsPop@gmail.com. I'll read it. I'll reply to it. And you can even ask for some accountability too. I'm here for you. You're in this thing with us. You are not alone. If you haven't already, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Christian Girls Pop. You can check out our website at ChristianGirlsPop.com. And like I just mentioned, you can hit us up in an email at ChristianGirlsPop@gmail.com. If you'd like to donate anything, you can donate via PayPal. The email is cgpopdonate@gmail.com. cgpopdonate@gmail.com. If you're on our Facebook group, join us this Saturday at 7 p.m. for our Writing Our Freedom event. It'll be an online event via Facebook Messenger Room, and it's going to be a great time to share of areas that we still need work on. If you were freed from something today, you can share your testimony. You can get some accountability from your sisters. I think it'll be a great way to just have some girls talk and really deal with the hard issues that no one really wants to talk about. So I will be leading the discussion. We'll have some prompted questions, but it also will be a good time to just talk and, you know, vent, discuss what we got going on and see how we can all help each other out. So I'm really excited about that. Also, we have our monthly Bible study on July 25th. And there's two opportunities for you to join in. There is a 5 p.m. Bible study on Facebook Live and 7 p.m. Bible study on Instagram Live. All the time zones that I listed are Central Standard Time. I think that's all of my billion announcements. Thanks so much for tuning in. And as always, Jesus already loves you so much. Don't you ever forget it.